Time now for the Cyclone Insider here on the Morning Kickstarts. Kicks 101.1, joined by the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Brandon?
Doing pretty good. Football team doing pretty good as well, too. In the college playoff picture, all the way up to seventh this week. And, of course, Big 12 championship game is right around the corner as well. Kind of the feeling, I guess, overall for this team right now. A lot of momentum right now for Iowa State.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. You know, Iowa State has never been ranked this high ever. To be number seven on the college football playoff poll is just a real testament to what these guys have done this season. And more importantly than that, they stand all alone atop the Big 12 conference standings, and that is not going to change regardless of the games this weekend. Iowa State doesn't play this weekend. There's a few games. West Virginia plays host to Oklahoma. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on that one since Iowa State's going to play Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship game. But to finish all alone atop the Big 12 conference standings, you know, atop the conference standings for the first time since 1912, gives you a perspective of just how special this year has been. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to do that in the Big 12. I mean, Texas and Oklahoma have a ton of resources. They have great players. You know, West Virginia is on the rise. There's, Kansas State with all their success that they've had. It is very, very difficult to win like that in the Big 12 conference and be by yourself at the top of the standings. And Iowa State's done that. So hats off to Matt Campbell and his group. It's really a great accomplishment.
You know, Iowa State taking on West Virginia, their last game. We talked about that. We thought that maybe that one would be pretty close, to be a good test. It was the year before, but the way they came out and just dominated West Virginia in that game. What do you think that says about Iowa State, where they are right now? You know, it seems like it's not one of those things where they mess around with anybody. They're coming out, and they're going to come out and hit you strong. And it just seems like they've got a different mentality than, you know, even last year. I mean, they just seem so much more, I guess, I don't know, focused is the word or what it is.
Yeah, I think they're locked in for sure, you know, and they're playing their best football of the season by far, you know. And you know, there's been four opponents this year that in the Big 12 that they just absolutely blew out. I mean, Texas Tech, we were concerned about that game because it was coming off the win over Oklahoma. Would there be a letdown? They just completely dominated Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. At Kansas, you kind of expect that one. But to beat Kansas State 45-0, to beat West Virginia 42-6, teams that had been playing well, I mean, those are really eye-openers. And I think they got the attention of the committee, and that's why Iowa State moved up so well. You know, the thing about all the data points and everything they're looking for, this year it's so crazy anyway. I mean, Ohio State's only played five games, and, you know, they're in a good position just because of their name recognition and who they are, and they've won those five games. They deserve to, you know, be in the discussion. But, you know, the Big 12 used to be punished for not having one Big 12 championship game, one less data point than everybody else had. Well, now data points just don't seem to be as big a deal. But I guess what I'm getting at is what they should just be looking at, and I think they do to a certain extent, is how well is the team playing? How good do they look? How do they pass the eye test? Because this year, more than ever, I think you have to go with the eye test. You just don't have enough head-to-head results to go with anything else. But if you watch the games, you see that Iowa State is playing as well as any team in the country right now, and I think that's why Iowa State has climbed all the way up to number seven in that college football playoff poll. So, yeah, they're doing a lot of things well offensively, defensively. Special teams have certainly improved in recent weeks. And Brock Purdy is playing at a tremendous level right now. And I think that's what's elevated Iowa State even higher than where they were.
I think it'll be a huge disservice if Iowa State wins the Big 12 championship game and still Ohio State, even if they win the Big 10, would get in over Iowa State, just because I just think that Iowa State, one, has a little bit of a better resume, and you're right. They passed the eye test. Ohio State barely got past Indiana, for example.
Well, and that argument's going to go on, and I get it. And you know what? It's fine. Whatever happens, happens. We're going to enjoy this Iowa State season. I will say that if Iowa State was able to beat Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship game, and have two wins over Oklahoma, a win at Texas, a win at TCU, you know, a win at against Kansas State, wins against West Virginia, Baylor. I mean, they would have a very good body of work that they could present to the committee. Now, whether or not that puts them in remains to be seen. Now, certainly some other things can happen around college football that could help Iowa State's cause a ton. If Northwestern beat Ohio State in the championship game of the Big Ten, if Alabama beat handily Florida, that would certainly help Iowa State's case. So there's some other factors, but hey, number one thing is take care of your own business.
Yeah.
You know, Iowa State's only beaten Oklahoma, I think, 7 times in its history, maybe 8 now after beating them this year. So it's not like they've been racking up the victories over Oklahoma in regular fashion. And, you know, if they could do it twice in 1 year, that would be unbelievable.
Yeah, that'd be a big deal.
That's what we're looking forward to.
Voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters, with us. John, last question for you. Can't go without a basketball question. Big game tomorrow night against the third-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes. Of course, Iowa State looking to get back on track after a loss last weekend. But what do you think is the key to this one? Of course, going on the road as well at Iowa for Iowa State tomorrow night.
Well, I think Iowa is certainly more tested at this point than Iowa State is. They've played 4 games. They just beat North Carolina. They were completely outstanding in that game against North Carolina. They shot the ball very well. Luka Garza did not have a great scoring night, but they still dominated the basketball game because they made threes, and Frederick and Bohannon were terrific. You know, Iowa State is not as battle-tested, and a big part of it is they lost their game with DePaul because of COVID issues within the DePaul program. And so Iowa State's only played 2 games, you know, and does not have a big body of work. I think losing the game to South Dakota State about a week and a half ago, whatever it was, allowed them to see some flaws that they have and maybe work on those and try to get them ironed out. And I think that DePaul game would have really helped them to do that, because I felt like those teams were evenly matched. But that's the year we live in, and that game disappeared. So now you got to go into Iowa City and try to, you know, show that you've improved in certain areas against a team that's very, very good. It's going to be a tall test, but I think Iowa State's going to be excited about the challenge. I do think this is going to be a good basketball team by the time the season's all said and done. I don't know if they're quite ready to go in and beat Iowa on its home floor, but we'll find out. They're certainly going to give it a great go, and I'm excited about the game on Friday night.
Tip-off at 8 o'clock, pregame show at 7. You can catch the game right here on Kix. John, thanks for the time. Have a great call tomorrow.
Yep, you bet. Thanks, Brandon.